Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's in Philadelphia sports. Go to the all-new 94WIP.com.
All right, 724. In an effort to lift everyone's spirits today, we turn to the motivator here at WIP, our good friend who covers brilliantly the Sixers and the Phillies for WIP, the Mr. John Johnson. Hi, John.
Morning, Ange.
Hey, John. Based on the news that now Doug Peterson has the virus, based on the fact you cover one sport that is in a bubble and one that is not, is there any way to do this right now in this world without a bubble?
No, there's not. And I was thinking, racking my brain all last night, I'm like, is there any way the NFL can do some sort of bubble? Yep. And it's impossible. I mean, because you're asking guys to quarantine through the holiday season into the new year. The only way it's feasible is if they start the season late, abbreviate the season to far less games, and have them less than a week apart. And I don't think you're able to do that. The NHL and the NBA have proven the bubble right now is the only way.
All right, the Doug thing, did it shock you? What was your immediate reaction when you found out our best coach in this town, Doug Peterson's, got the virus?
I can tell you his first reaction.
You can.
Well, I only found out when I woke up because Johnson texted me.
Oh, he did.
And it was an expletive.
It was. John.
Yeah.
Your first thought was a word you can't say on WIP?
Yes, it was holy bleep. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
That's what I woke up to.
I mean, everything that Doug had said was that he feels safer than ever and they're taking all the precautions. I mean, you expect, you know, Lane Johnson wasn't totally shocking because the lifestyle he leads and he throws caution to the wind. But someone like Doug Peterson, a head coach in the NFL who you think is above everybody else, is taking the proper precautions. If he was able to get it, obviously anybody can get it.
Johnson, best guess. Does the Lane Johnson COVID have a connection to the Doug Peterson COVID?
As reckless as that is to suggest, that's the very first thing I thought of.
Thank you.
That's the very first. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Did Lane go to the NovaCare complex at all? Did he talk to Doug in person?
No,
were
he
they
did
in
not.
The same room?
Well, no, I'm going to tell you something right now, Johnson. Reckless. You and I, we're brothers from another mother. Yes, we are.
That right, poor mom.
Yeah. Let us go inside the bubble now, because we had an opportunity to see the revitalized Philadelphia 76ers. John, impressions of their first game back?
That first game against a very shorthanded Indiana team was sad. It was disturbing. It was every adjective I could add to the word bad and unmotivating. The one thing that has bothered me more than anything about this 76ers team, and it has caused them to lose fear and respect around the NBA. They walk into a gym as if they've won something, like they can show up and win a game. And as a result, they get punched in the mouth. They don't know how to respond. And the results are like what you saw the other night.
All right, John, does the game also represent to you an indictment of the coaching of Brett Brown?
Oh, of course. He has a share in all this. I mean, for the last 3.5 weeks, we've been told by him in our Zoom conversations how he's had all this time to delve into the tape and how he has these new schemes and rotations and game plans together. When I watched that fourth quarter the other night where they gave up 46 points, the only adjustment Brett Brown made was just put Embiid in the game and see what happens. It was disturbing.
All right. Did you notice any intricate strategic changes when T.J. Warren was going nuts in the game?
Well, apparently their strategy was just leave him wide open for threes and just hope he misses.
It's a bad strategy.
That's exactly what happened. Ben Simmons had his worst defensive performance as a professional. They had no response to it. There were no adjustments whatsoever. T.J. Warren's a good player. If someone had told me, oh, he went off for 35, and I'd say, wow, that was a really good game for him. When someone like that goes off for 53 points, there are many other factors at play.
All right, let me get to the experiment of using Shake Milton as a point guard. First returns on that, impressed?
No, I'm not impressed at all. Let me say this. I was listening to you earlier. I do not blame Shake Milton one iota whatsoever. I blame Brett Brown for him. This is a player who, back in January, Brett Brown openly said, I spoke to Shake and I told him he's not going to get any playing time on this roster. His best bet is to go to Delaware where he will get playing time. Well, after a slew of injuries 3 weeks before the season was halted, he was thrusted into the starting lineup. And he impressed a lot of people. So because of 3 weeks' performance on a West Coast trip, Brett Brown decided, we're going to move Ben Simmons to a point forward position, and Shake Milton's now going to be our starting point guard. He has never shared the floor with the four individuals he did the other night. And for a player with 1 month of NBA experience, that is reckless for an NBA head coach to do, to put a young kid like that in that type of position and expect him not to make mistakes.
All right, John, how did you feel about the altercation that Shake Milton had with franchise player Joel Embiid at the end of the very first period after a five-month pandemic?
There are, when I hear what a lot of people are saying, they're saying, Shake, keep your mouth shut, let Joel talk. This Joel is dead wrong there. For as great a game as Joel Embiid had, 41 points, 21 rebounds, when that happened early on in the game, when Shake was indecisive, he didn't know what to do. Joel's yelling at him while they're on the court, and it's confusing him, resulting in a very poor performance by Shake Milton. When you go to a timeout, you pull him aside. Joel Embiid's now a veteran. That's where you pull him aside and talk to him about it. You don't try to belittle him in front of the cameras and then say you're going to whoop his you-know-what, which you could clearly read with his mouth. Those are fighting words, so clearly Shake's going to be offended by it. I blame Joel Embiid for that sequence.
Wow, interesting commentary by John Johnson. John, I don't want to end on a down note because this has been a little more negative than I expected. All right, so I'm rolling in now. I don't know if you were watching before the actual tip-off. They rolled out Joshua Harris, the owner of the Sixers. Did you get a chance to see any of that, John?
Yes, I did.
All right. He, at one point, really was crowing about how great this team is, and he made this statement. I would like your reaction.
And we have the best starting five in the league, I think, with Ben, led by Ben, Tobias, and Joel, Josh. And then we've got a whole series of people. We've got the best bench we've had in years with Al and Matisse and, you know, the others. So I think, like, we're locked in and ready, and it's time, and we're excited.
What do you think, John? Did that help at all?
Well, two things that I think of. First of all, you ever watch a show and you feel like you're watching a Saturday Night Live skit? That's what I feel like anytime I hear Joshua Harris. Yeah. Secondly, my response was, well, this goes right to my feelings about a team who walks into a gym like they won something when they haven't. When your owner invites you into an owner's box at sporting events and then says you have the best starting five in the NBA, there's so many ways you can phrase it without sounding the way that he did. Josh Harris, for many reasons, has led to the issues that we're seeing on the court.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Johnson, that's why I love. He gives it to you straight. John, you're the best, man. Thank you, pal.
See you guys.
John Johnson. Billy, do the Sixers have the best starting five in the NBA?
I don't think so.
No. I see, sometimes you need to read Billy's facial expression. When you hear Harris talk, do you want him to stop?
I just don't think that why – I think he does it, Brett does it, they all do. They all talk about how great Ben's shooting, how great they're going to be, the great chemistry. When you've got to constantly say things about yourself, those are weaknesses that you're trying to point out that there aren't weakness. And so to me, He should have just said, hey, look, I'm excited that we're back playing. I'm anxious to see how we're going to play. You know, I think we can go deep in the playoffs. But I'm just excited to see the team play. You don't have to say you got the greatest starting five. It's like you're trying to sell something that you shouldn't have to sell. Let the guys go out and play, especially when you haven't played a game yet. You don't know how they're going to react. They've been away from the game for all this time.
And we have the best starting five in the league, I think.
Billy King in lockstep with John Johnson. Andy, the troll is online. Hi, Andy.
Yo, Angelo, morning.
All right, listen, I need a review of the Joe Conklin show, which I know you attended because, Al, he sent me a photo of him with Conklin, and Conklin was holding a beer bottle.
Oh, cool.
I was shocked by that. Andy, tell me what you thought.
Joe was great. A little rusty, but he brought down the house, and the two guys he had before him were also pretty funny.
All right.
But let's get to Brett Brown now.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Brett Brown, this guy couldn't punch his way out of a wet bag. Seven seasons, he's still been around. I mean, at least when Larry Brown was here and Billy knew that Larry wasn't going to take us over the top, he got rid of him. I mean, you look at the guys he brought in, somewhat questionable, Randy Ayers, Chris Ford, Jim O'Brien. Come on, Billy. Mo Cheeks, love Mo Cheeks, but my best memory of
Why are you trolling Billy? We're on the current team, Andy.
My best memory of Mo Cheeks coaching when he saved that little girl from the National.
All right, Lee, he wasn't even coaching here then. He was on the West Coast. Andy, focus on the current Sixers.
As far as the current Sixers go, Embiid, we know Embiid's got all the skills, but what's Embiid about? Embiid's about Embiid. I mean, he's a selfish player. He always has been, and he always will be. You know that's hard to change.
I'm not arguing there. Give me your thoughts on Major League Baseball. You have some thoughts on that, Andy, also?
Major League Rob Manfred. Are we kidding with this guy? This guy is the worst commissioner probably ever in all the sports. First, before the season starts, what are they worrying about? How many games we're going to play? They don't even have the testing protocol set up. Now, one full weekend, we got 24 games canceled. We got multiple 25-plus players positive. You got guys opting out left and right. What is this guy doing? You look at the NBA with the bubble. You look at the NHL with the bubble. You look at all other sports around the world, how they're succeeding. I mean, the sport's already dying for fans. Is he trying to kill baseball? What is this guy doing, Angelo? Can you tell me?
Andy, that's some profound thinking. I got nothing. I don't want to mar that with my response. I thought it was all exceptional.
They should swap him and have the Manfred do the comedy show and Joe run Major League Baseball.
Joe Conklin?
Yeah.
I like Andy the troll running. I think it would be the news conferences would be way better. Andy,
as long as Al's not making the menu for the comedy show, we'll be good because we'll be all eating some dry turkey sandwiches.
Hey, Billy,
that doctor shocked you, man, when he said, I'm a doctor, huh? He threw you a little curveball.
All right, stop it. And stop ripping it to Billy every time you call. Andy, I need a word. Word to describe Brett Brown. One word.
What about a loser?
Loser. You know what? I'm not going to argue that, Al. The numbers are there. And when Jimmy Lynam comes out at 8 o'clock, after I ask him why he grew that really interesting beard,
yeah,
I'm going to basically talk about how does he get 7 years? You know, Jimmy never got more than five, Al. And Jimmy was a far more successful coach than Brett Brown. Will Jimmy take on Brett today at 8 o'clock? Stay tuned to find out.
215-592-9494.
WIP Sports Time, 737.
And, you know, sports, you know, they're finally back. Big weekend for sports. I've been talking about all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook, telling you all about it, their partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, how about this? You've got lots of ways you can go. You got to think the basketball team in here, Philly's going to get better. Maybe this is the week the Philadelphia team gets gone line against that team in New York in baseball. Maybe this is it. And just maybe, the hockey team is ready to go win it all. Hey, you can make your own choices. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. And here's why. The app is really super easy to use. So whether you're a seasoned bettor or maybe you're just new to wagering, you'll find what you're looking for. Just a few taps. It's really simple. And once you win, FanDuel pays you out in as little as 24 hours. You get it right away. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook will let you place your first bet risk-free. Just place any bet you want to get up to $500 back if you happen not to win. Type in FanDuel.com/Al to get started. So no, we sent you. That's FanDuel.com/AL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.